Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to one of my bi-monthly podcasts here on Alpha Star Radio. I hope everyone is having a great afternoon or evening or morning, whichever that may be. It is morning time here for me in beautiful, sunny California. And I'm going to be going over the astrology forecast for the new moon in Aries, which began today. Let's see here, 7:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. And so, yes, thank God we got through the last 2 weeks. It was some really rough energy for a great many of us. I do have a caller on. I'm going to get her on just in a second. Here we are. Good afternoon, Sandy. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. You had a question for me. Before I get started with the forecast, I have my software up. We talked a little bit before the show. Could you tell the listening audience just a little bit about what's going on? And this has to do with your son, correct?
Yes. My son has been a police officer for 7 years. But he applied for another job, and he had to go through the police academy again. He ended up getting hurt today, and they're not really being too nice, and he's kind of afraid of losing his job right now because
of being
hurt.
Okay, and he got hurt today, right today, on the new moon in Aries, right?
His leg was hurting like yesterday and the day before when they were doing stuff. But I think he went and got it checked yesterday. They wanted to put him in like a cast thing, but he said no because he didn't want to jeopardize anything.
Give me his date of birth.
8/12/85.
Okay. Was he born? I don't need an exact birth time. I don't even need a birth time, but to be more precise, was he born closer to before 3 a.m. or after 3 a.m.?
After 3 a.m. It was 9.
Okay. That'll help because that'll give placement to his ascending and midheaven as well.
I think it was 9/28.
Okay. So he is a Leo. Let's see. Well, he has a dragon's head in, well, this makes perfect sense for him being a police officer. He has a dragon's head in Scorpio. Scorpios are the investigator. They rule the police force. They also, on the negative aspect of it, it rules crime and darker energy, but on a positive level, and it's placed right in his 10th house of career, so it makes perfect sense that he's a police officer, and he's blessed by his stars to be a cop.
Wow.
Yes, that's amazing. Yep, 10th house.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Now, the tail does go through, let's see here, November. His tail is in Scorpio, so and anytime you have a tail in Scorpio, I made a mistake. I should have said his dragon's head is in Taurus in his 10th house, but this does make sense as well for him being in the police field because his past life, he did something like this. In a past life, being in Scorpio, he did some sort of investigating of some sort. In fact, he would have a very good gift for paranormal investigating and stuff like that. So Something wow. like the guy on the Dead Files that is a retired homicide cop. I can't remember mm-hmm. his name.
Yes.
Similar stars here. So
okay.
he could do very well in that the paranormal realm of it with the gifts that he does have. Now, let me just take a quick look here. October, November. So he has Saturn, and he has Pluto stationed right in his fourth house along with his tail, and those are also in Scorpio. Anytime you have that, you're dealing, Saturn is a very karmic. It's very karmic. It's past life residue. He is going to have some battles, but I don't think, you know, he has Jupiter in his seventh house in Aquarius. So that could help him with partnerships, contracts, and even in marriage. Bear with me. We are getting another call, and I'm just going to put them on mute. Caller, hold on. Stand by. I'm in the middle of a reading, and I have to finish this before I can get to you. let's see what else we can find here. Oh, bear with me. My computer didn't have its coffee this morning.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Back to the software. He has, now he does have a stellium right in his first house, and this is very good. He has Mars, he has the Sun, and he has Venus stationed right in his first house, all in Leo. And Mars in Leo is very, it's fire on fire. So he's very open, he's very direct. I'm sure he's very good
yes.
at what he does as a police officer.
Yep.
I think he commands, I mean, when he speaks, people kind of go, oh, yes, sir. Oh, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and he has the Sun in Leo, too, and these people shine. This is them going right to the light. I have a Leo myself, Sandy, and
okay.
God bless them. They are
yes.
very outgoing, very independent. I swear, I used to say my
oh, yes.
five-year-old is going on 25, and
uh-huh.
now my little Leo is 15, and I say she's going on 35.
uh-huh.
And he's got Venus in Leo, too, so I think he's a very handsome fella.
Okay. Yep.
And he's also got Mercury there as well, so... very interesting stars. Now, he did have an injury, and that could be coming from, let's see, now we have Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto, August, September, October, November, December, January. Okay, so right now, Pluto has been with us since 2008, and I believe it stays till the year 2023, if I'm correct.
Wow.
He's got Pluto in his sixth house of his health and his service to the world. Pluto is the planet of life and death, beginnings and endings, rebirths.
Wow.
It's death, but not in the physical death. It's death in the life and rebirth of something in our life. So this makes a lot of sense that he is having some issues health-wise. If he has to go into any kind of surgery, I'm getting ready to talk about this on my show. Mars is going retrograde, and when Mars goes retrograde, and I believe it's going retrograde on April 17th, we never, ever want to go into surgery of any kind, okay?
Okay.
It's dangerous, and it's not blessed by the stars to do any kind of surgery. Mars, Aries, ruler of that sign, rules surgical instruments. It rules blood. And in the
wow.
negative, it rules war, and it rules aggression on the negative. But in the surgery world, it rules sharp instruments. So from April 17th until, bear with me here, I'm putting my glasses on as we speak. I wrote this down, and I'm getting old, so I need glasses.
Yes, me
from,
too.
April 17th to June 27th, we're in this for the long haul. There's a good 2 months of retrograde in Mars.
Wow.
If he's going to go into any kind of surgery, he needs to do it before or after these dates. And he needs
okay.
to do it in a waxing moon, not, unless, let me explain that on the health aspect. If they're adding anything to his body, he wants to do it in a waxing moon. If they're removing stuff out of his body, he wants to do that in a waning moon. In the medical world, it's amazing how the stars can make you either hinder yourself or heal yourself quicker by just using the right aspects to do this. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. My email is alphastarradio@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. I'm going to give you his chart that I printed out here, this just the wheel and a little brief explanation, and I'm going to give you like 3 months of his positive and negative dates so that you can see, you know, he may not believe any of this, and I know a lot of people who, you know, don't, and that's okay. But as a mom, you want to do all you can to keep your kids safe, no matter how crazy you sound.
Yes.
To them.
Yes, so, I know that feeling.
So, Sandy, please email me at alphastarradio@gmail.com. I will check my email as soon as I get off air. I will send this chart over to you with some of his lucky and unlucky days for the next 3 months. If you do like what you're reading, by all means, I give an awesome discount to all my listeners for a full life reading. And I'll even incorporate the lucky and unlucky days. I think I charge like $35 for my listeners. My listeners always get a better deal than the general public. So,
right.
We can go over it a little more, too, in the email. You know, any questions you have, I'm here for you. So just remember that. And I really do appreciate you calling in this morning. It's lovely to get callers. So
yes. Well, you're fantastic. Well, thank you. alphastarradio@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll be in touch, Sandy. I'll have it all ready to go right after the show. I'll be off in about 17 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I have one more caller, and then I promise I will get to the forecast. Let's get that caller on. Hi, good morning. You're live.
Hi, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. What can I do for you today, Lena? How are you doing, hon?
I'm very stressed out. My birthday is March 7th, so I just had an eclipse right by my birthday, and then I have an Aries moon. So I am feeling very, very tense.
I don't even need a birth year to explain to you why you're feeling this way. You said your birthday is March 7th, okay? So right now, the universal dragon energy that we're dealing with from right now till April 29th of 2017, the tail is in Pisces and the dragon's head is in Virgo. So I have two daughters. One's Leo and one is Aries, but she's born in the constellation of Pisces. So anybody that is born in the month of March is going to feel this way, especially the last 2 weeks we had this waning moon and the energy was all over the place and it was affecting a lot of people. But March babies especially are feeling the impact of this sign and this energy because it's hitting right on them, their soul's purpose. This is your first house. This is your well-being, your soul's purpose, how you perceive yourself as a person. And a lot of my Pisces are getting very depressed. The depression is setting in, maybe a lot of tears. I have a dragon's head in Pisces, so this energy is affecting me too, and I've been extremely emotional lately with certain things, and my Pisces is affecting my third house. This is my mental process. So for me as an astrologer, the energy at hand, I have to read, reread, and reread again because my mental process is not right on the money right now. So I've really got to look and listen and read and analyze before I open my mouth, so to speak. But
I've been homeless for 2 years. I got a guy that just won't leave me alone, but then doesn't want to come forward. I mean, my money situation is, you know, my job is not going well. Wow. Not the money. I'm getting hit in every area of my life. I don't know what to do here. I thought the eclipse was going to help me. I feel like it's hurting me.
No, you know what? The eclipse, because it was an eclipse and it was going into a waning moon phase because it was a full moon eclipse, I did say on my show a couple of weeks ago that it will affect us by house and sign. And me being Capricorn, this affected my 10th house of career. Now, I work two jobs. I have two part-time jobs, and this I'm opening myself up to the general public right now. I lost one of those jobs last week, and the energy said that there would be a death and a rebirth in a Capricorn's 10th house. That's my career house. So I was feeling this energy as well. Now for Pisces, let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October. So this is affecting your sixth house. That eclipse affected your health, your well-being.
I can't get off this weight. I've been exercising like crazy, dieting. I can't get rid of this weight I'm carrying around. And I got a guy that just won't leave me alone about losing weight.
Okay, let me ask. Well, first of all, when it comes to our weight, you lose weight to please yourself and no one else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing. Nobody should tell you to lose weight because they don't prefer you to look like that. That's not their decision. You do it for yourself. You don't do it for anybody else. You love yourself. And you know what? I know people that gain weight, lose weight, put on weight, and their spouses, their partners love them just the same. You know? So that's kind of, I find that unacceptable. I think he needs to say goodbye.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he what?
Leave me alone. He's a Sagittarius, too, having Saturn in his sign right now. He will learn from these lessons.
Well, do you have access to water, like a lake, a beach, a river, anything like that?
I always go to the ocean. That's the only thing that gives me any kind of solitude.
Very important for water signs, especially Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. But because this negative dragon's energy is in Pisces, very, very important. I do this with my own child when she gets in these little moods. We go, okay, Mama, me and you are going to the beach. Mama's taking you to the beach. You have to get your feet on the sand. You have to get your feet in water. It will rejuvenate your soul, especially Pisces. You're a water sign, okay? You rule the water. So you've got to replenish yourself through water, even if that means, sitting on the beach for several hours and meditating there. Get yourself to the water element. It will heal and soothe you, both physically and mentally. Like I said, my email is alphastarradio@gmail.com. And please email me and give me your progress. I can also talk a little more about your stars in private. If you would like, I'm more than happy with any of my callers that are calling in. I will offer you a 15 to 20 minute mini reading, free of charge, of course, so you get to know a little bit more about what's going on. But get to the water, hon, okay?
What did you say your email was?
alphastarradio@gmail.com. And like I said, I'll check my emails as soon as I'm off air, and we could talk a little more then. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, hon. Okay. I do have two more callers, but I have to get to the forecast. So please stand by. I'm going to do this as quickly as possible. We have a new moon in Aries as of this morning, 4/7/2016. Started at 7:24 a.m. Eastern. This is the happy ram. This is a perfect time, everyone, for new projects, adventures, new jobs, or any kind of projects launched right now will be very, very successful. So if you're launching a new business, a new website, new radio show, new radio station, this will all be blessed under the stars. And it's a good time
to do things like this. You can also, it's also a good time to get anything done from the head up. Aries rules the head, so haircuts, hair colors, if you want to go hat shopping, you know, it's a good time for that. Ear piercing, nose piercing, okay, lip piercing, if that's what you desire. All blessed under these stars, okay? It's also a good time to go into surgery. Perfect time. The new moon in Aries is fully blessed by this. Now, we have some planets that have gone retrograde or are going retrograde. And so I want to just, because we have a cosmic roller coaster coming for the next few months. So we're going to have our ups and we're going to have our downs. We're going to have our good days. We're going to have our bad days. It's just kind of the way it goes. Saturn turned retrograde on March 25th. And it's going to stay there until the beginning of August, okay? What this does, when you have Saturn in your, when you have Saturn going retrograde, wherever Saturn is in your natal chart, you need to learn to have more patience and be more disciplined, because what this planet is showing you is the bigger picture. It's guiding us to move forward. So once this confusion ends, it may likely, you'll sit there and go, aha, that was the lesson I had to learn with Saturn. Saturn's karma. Saturn's Capricorn's ruling planet. So it does rule karma, lessons learned, things like that. It's also structure and discipline. So remember to be a little more disciplined when we speak. And this is for every sign, not just one particular sign. Now, we do have Mars going retrograde from April 17th till June 27th, and I cannot urge you enough, like I said to Sandy, our caller, about her son, do not even consider going into any kind of surgery. It is not blessed the stars, and it could cost you your life. Especially if you start doing these surgeries in a waning moon. So please take caution, people, okay? I know this is, it's serious. Anytime Mars goes retrograde, this is not a time to have anything done. And this pertains to a lot of different other planets as well. When Venus goes retrograde, I always tell people, don't go getting, you know, any kind of cosmetic stuff. Don't you go getting your Botox or your this or your that or any kind of cosmetic type of surgery, any kind of things in the beauty world. It's not blessed under the stars. So retrograde is a time of retrospect. Remember, retrograde, retrospect. Sitting back and deciphering it all. That's my best advice. Let's see. And then, of course, we have Mercury going retrograde on April 28th through May 22nd. And those of you that have followed me through the years know when Mercury goes retrograde, it's a time of very negative celestial energy, communication. You have computer problems. A lot of plane crashes happen in these stars. Not a good time to travel if you can avoid it. And if you can't avoid it, you just book your tickets in a good moon and you will be fine. But Mercury retrograde also brings about chain reactions, accidents. It also brings about nasty weather as well. So keep your eyes and ears out. Okay, I think I covered everything for that forecast. So let me get to one of our callers. I am so sorry they've been on hold for so long. I've got 5 minutes here. So, hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Linda.
I'm Rosemary from Jersey.
Rosemary from Jersey. Okay, Rosemary, did you want an astrology mini reading?
Sure.
Okay, date of birth, please. 12/31/74. 12/31/74. Okay. Bear with me. My software is very slow. There we go. Clear it. Okay. So we have a Capricorn. All right. Here we go. Capricorn. Okay, well, you have a stellium in a couple of houses. Wow. So we have a Capricorn with a dragon's head in Sagittarius. The tail is in Gemini in the seventh house. So this is placed right on your first house. You may be into some sort of education or teaching or the law of some sort. Could be wrong. You have a Mars in the same house, Mars in Sagittarius. You have your Jupiter's in your fourth house, and wherever you have Jupiter, you have luck. Anywhere Jupiter's placed in your chart is where luck will grant you, and this is in your home. Let's see. And this is in Jupiter in Pisces. Is there a specific question you had in store for me, or...
Why start work to make some money and support myself? Or
when do you start work?
All right, I've been manifesting it and wanting to go back or relationship
to work.
Either one.
Right. Oh, go into a relationship.
Okay, so
we're looking into either starting work or getting back into a relationship.
Right.
Correct. Okay.
Right.
So let's see here.
You hit on the law thing. I understand the law thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in. So that's your profession, the law, some sort of law.
Right.
Okay. Now I see you have a dragon tail in Gemini in the seventh house. The seventh house is the marriage, partnership, and contracts. So anything in life is going to happen to you in two, four, six, eight. Two kids, 2, 4, 6, 8 marriages, it could be 4 kids. Everything will be an even number. 2 cats, 2 dogs, 2 cars, 2 homes, or 4, or 6, or 8, on and on it goes. This may ring true for you, and you don't have to elaborate on what I just said on air. I get it. Work-wise, let's go to your career. You know, your 6th and your 10th house are always your career, because your 6th is your service to the world and your 10th is your career. Now, there are no planets going through these two houses, which doesn't mean that the houses are dead. No house is ever dead. It just means there's not any positive or negative energy pulling you there. And the show is going to stop in 90 seconds, but I'm going to keep recording this and broadcasting it, because it will go on as a replay for the full length of time, okay? So just to let everybody know. I want to look and see. Okay. So right now, the universal energy I was talking about, energy in Virgo, tail in Pisces, is writing your 10th house. You're blessed by the stars in your career. So if you want to get back to work, you're blessed by the stars to do that. The stars are blessing you more right now with work than they are with a relationship at this point. If you're thinking of going back to work, you need to do it between now and you got this energy till April of 2017. This dragon's head is riding right in your 10th house, and you're blessed by your stars to reach for that career and grab it. Your public standing as well will be better. I hope that helped in some way.
Somewhat, yeah, because my finances are zero right now, so I need to...
Okay. Well, like I said, you have to use the fluctuations of the moon to make things happen for you. Now, you have your moon in, you have your moon in Leo. And so moon in Leo, this is a good placement, because the moon in Leo doesn't affect you as emotionally as other signs, like a moon in Cancer, or a moon in Capricorn, a moon in Pisces, moon in Scorpio. These will affect you more emotionally. A moon in Leo isn't as emotional. It's more grounded. It's more stable. It's the zest for life. It's being around children and friends and entertainment and things like that. You have that in your ninth house, so you have to use the fluctuations of this moon. Remember this because you have a moon in Leo. Try and get either a Llewellyn's 2016 moon sign book. Right now they're on sale on clearance for $3. Open it up to like page 142, 143. This is your monthly moon table. Look and see where the moon in Leo is sitting. The moon in Leo is sitting in a waxing moon. You will get the job you apply for. Use the moon to your advantage, and you apply for the job on that day because it's your positive dragon day. You will get that job. So use the fluctuations of the moon to promote you to success. That's my best advice.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling in. And I have one more caller to get to. So
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's see. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. I'm not broadcasting live at the moment, but it is still recording. So what that means is the playback will be in full. You can hear the whole thing.
Awesome.
And
thank you.
So just let you know, I'm not broadcasting live, but we still have people trying to listen in and whatnot. So
Okay. What
can I do for you today, Kay?
I would also like a reading, and I'll give you my birth
okay.
date when you're ready.
I'm ready, hon.
Okay, it's March 5th.
Okay.
1980.
March 5th, 1980. Okay. Let's call
and I don't know
this.
If you need place and time or if that's good enough.
Let's see. The only, I can do these readings without that. The only thing, if I was going to give you if you were paying me money and you wanted a full life reading,
mm-hmm.
I would like that information because it gives me the direct placement of your ascending and your midheaven. But other than that, I can figure
right.
out, not the Nostradamus method is absolutely amazing when it comes to doing astrology because it doesn't have to get that technical.
Cool.
The great seer used it 500 years ago, and he didn't have a computer, so... So it's pretty amazing. So let's see, March, and so tell me.
And I know my rising
born,
is Sag. If that helps you at all.
Your rising is Sag. That will help.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you throw in your birth time so I can do this accurately, if you
sure,
know.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's 1:29 a.m. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
1:29 a.m. Pennsylvania. Okay, calculate. And let me bring up the chart. Okay, so you are another Pisces baby. Had energy been a little strained lately? Has it been kind of, Pisces seems to have their ups and their downs. And like I said, water signs are ruled by the moon very much.
Definitely.
So, like I said, my little one has been very emotional, cries at the littlest things. And it's like, okay, luckily I understand what's going on here. So,
yeah, she's lucky to have you as a mom.
Things have been a little rough for Pisces, but I want you to know, the moon is new today. So things will get better for the next 2 weeks. And we'll feel a little more up in spirit. Let's see here. March, April, May, June, July, August. So you have a dragon's head in Leo and a tail in Aquarius. It's based right on your sixth house of health and service to the world. So with a dragon's head in Leo, Leo rules entertainment, it rules the arts in some ways, it rules children.
Mm-hmm.
You may work somewhere dealing with kids of some sort, or maybe even like an acting school or play production, anything by the arts is blessed by this sign.
Good. I'm doing film right now, so that's good.
You're doing film. There you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Yep.
That makes sense. There we go. And your dragon's tail is an Aquarius, so with an Aquarian dragon's tail, you're very prone to attracting very unique individuals. I would say sometimes almost, you know how some people say, God, I attract the strangest people. They're so bizarre. And I go, you must have a dragon's tail in Aquarius. This placement attracts very bizarre, interesting people. Nothing wrong with
I
it.
I love them,
but,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Like now, you have a gift for technology because you have the tail in that dragon's sign. Have a gift for technology. You would be blessed doing, you know, things like broadcasting, film, makes sense.
I do.
Any kind of computers,
too.
Editing. See, there we go. Now, the universal energy that's taking place, like I said, the tail's in Pisces, but the head is in Virgo. So the head is right in your seventh house. You also have Jupiter in Virgo, and Jupiter's in Virgo right now till September 12th. I think it is. You may be either getting married or engaged or something to do with marriage, partnerships, and contracts. So it doesn't necessarily have to be marriage. You may be signing a new contract. You may be going into business with a partnership. Anything like that, you're going to have success. Just remember, because you're Pisces, and I told one of our other callers who was born in March as well, you live in Pennsylvania, so you're not right near the ocean, but if you can get to a lake, a river, a stream, or even taking a nice bubble bath, that's going to rejuvenate you as a Pisces. You're a Pisces. You need water. You need the water to regenerate your spirit and soul. And water is a wonderful thing.
So true.
Do you swim at all?
I don't, but, you know, it's funny. I actually had a little stint in Miami for about 4 months, and I was in the ocean every day, just like literally just saying my prayers and just, you know, just gratitude, and it felt so good. So good.
Okay. Swimming is, you know, I took up swimming about 2 years ago, never thought about it prior to that. And I started doing it because I started looking at my dragon's head in Pisces. And I said, well, I'm blessed under my stars to have success with weight loss. If I start getting into some sort of aquatic sports, whether that's surfing, swimming. So I started swimming. And in 2 years, not trying, I lost about 25 pounds, lowered my cholesterol, didn't have to go on meds, and I owe it really all to using the medical aspects of astrology to put me in a better, healthy position in life. And water rejuvenates me as well. Capricorns forget that they're the sea goat, and they have a fish tail. That fish tail not only rules metaphysics, but it also rules the Pisces world of water. So a lot of Capricorns do well rejuvenating with water as well. So remember that out there for Capricorns. But I do see some good things coming for you in the next couple of months. Use the fluctuations of the moon, and I think you're going to be good. And get to the water, and even grab a hold of some crystals. I don't know if you are into those, but stones. Stones are very important, and I would say get yourself some quartz crystal, tourmaline, which is the black stone. And the tourmaline is great for negative energy. So if you're feeling that fogginess, that feeling of despair, get yourself some tourmaline. Keep it in your pocket. Make a little necklace out of it, something, but keep the stone near and dear to your body, and it will help ground you. It will help get rid of the negativity, and the clear quartz crystal will ground you, and it will also clear a path to see things better, because Pisces are the natural born seers. You guys have a gift for your intuition is spot on. My best advice to a Pisces is, if it don't feel right in your gut, and you're saying, I don't know about this, go with your gut, because Pisces 90% of the time are correct.
Wow.
Go with your gut, especially in the new moon. You're at your highest advantages during a new moon phase. Once we go into a waning moon, Pisces has a tendency to, I don't want to say overanalyze, but they're not as right on the money as they mm-hmm. could be in a newer moon, because they're ruled by Neptune. Neptune is illusions and delusions. So mm-hmm. even myself mm-hmm. as the astrologer, I've had mm-hmm. clients come at me and go, I'd like a reading. I'm sorry, it's a waning moon in Pisces, and I'm not going to do a reading for the next 3 days. But why? Because I know the energy at hand, and I know that I won't give them a good service as an astrologer and an intuitive and an empath. I'm more prone to it being foggy and the readings won't come out right. I want to be at my best ability. And so I know certain times of the
That's
month I'm not
awesome
at my best.
That you know that. That's amazing. That is so amazing. So, I always say I'm going to write that down, like how I feel during the different moons, but I never do, because I always want to know, like, okay, how does this really affect me? Like, do I feel always this way during one moon or always this way during another moon? I really
have to
start
doing that.
Well,
you know, Kate, you have the moon in your eighth house, and when you have the moon in your eighth house, if you have a moon in the eighth or the 12th house, I have one in the 12th house, mm-hmm. do you have psychic ability? Okay, I have psychic ability too. I don't go out and say I'm a psychic, because a great majority of them are frauds, and a lot of psychics don't like me, because as soon as you give me your birthday, I'm going to know whether you're a psychic or a bullshit artist. And so I do have a close circle of psychics, and if any of my listeners ever need a good psychic, please come to me first. Because I will refer you to three incredible people that I know and are my good friends,
cool.
and will not steer you wrong in any way. I would never do that to any of my listeners, because in this field, there are a lot of charlatans in this field, and we have to be very, very careful. But you have psychic abilities. Your moon in Libra is stationed right in your eighth house. And
why did I think it was in my tenth? That's so weird. I had no idea, but I do have psychic ability. That's so funny.
See, so you go with your gut, because you have intuition in spades, honey, in spades. Mm. So if it doesn't feel right, Kay, don't do it. Don't do it. Trust your gut. What
yes,
does your
ma'am.
Gut say?
Yes. No, it's so good.
And
okay.
Kate, my email address is alphastarradio@gmail.com. Email me, and I will send you this chart I just did, a little mini reading and a write-up, like for all my other listeners out there. Just email me again with your date of birth and your name, and I will do this for each and every one of you that called in today as my little gift to you for listening to my show. I appreciate the
so
support
sweet.
and best of luck. And like I said, I charge $35 for full life readings, and that is for only my listeners. So it's 75 other places, and for, you know, people that don't listen. But I always give a good deal for my listeners. And I'll be running some late spring specials in the next few days. So please, Kay, do email me so I can get this information to you, and just a little breakdown of your stars, so you have something
awesome.
To go
I've
to.
Have. Yes,
all right. Thank
okay.
you so much for
thank
calling.
You so much. Okay,
all right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, everybody,
bye.
For joining me tonight, this evening, this morning, this afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. It has been awesome. And I didn't expect so many callers, but I am so delighted to have everybody. Thank you. And I will return during the full moon, which is in Scorpio. Going to be some scary times coming the end of this month. So tune in and beware. Light and love to all. Stay safe. And remember, use the fluctuations of the moon, because knowledge is power.